Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to work with master pages in an ASP.NET website. Let's get started by creating a sample website. Now, many of you are probably familiar with the concept of a master page because it's something that I'm sure many of us who have developed websites have encountered from one time to another. And until Visual Studio 2005, there really wasn't a systematic way to approach this in ASP.NET. Or at least, you had to roll your own when you created one. So just to orient us as to what the concept of a master page is and how we're going to use it, let's go over to the ASP.NET website and look at the layout of this page. And many times you have websites similar to this where you have a header area at the top where you have your navigation, and then you have various types of content inside the page. And every time you move to a different section of the website, you would want the header area with the navigation to remain constant. You might also have a footer area down the bottom, such as we see here, and you would also want that to be constant from one page of the website to the next. Now, prior to master pages in ASP.NET, you would have had to figure out a way to do this either on your own, where you would have created what is essentially a master page, or else you would have to include the header and footer HTML content in every web page that you created. And that becomes problematic because obviously then that's like repetitive code in that every time you want to make a change, you have to go to each of the individual pages and make that change. So master pages addresses this issue. So let's go back to ASP.NET. And master pages are essentially nested HTML pages. And by that I mean you create a master page, and then every time you create an individual page, you refer to the master page and say, yes, I want my individual page to be based on the master page. And then in essence, your individual page is nested inside of the master page. And that gives you a consistent look to all your pages in that they all have whatever content you put on a master page. We're going to start by creating what's called a master page file for our website. So I'm going to go up to the website and add a new item. And notice here in the list of templates is one called master page. That's obviously used for creating master pages. And we're going to call this default master. Adds it to the website, and notice that it has a .master extension. And the reason I called it default master, that's by no means a requirement to have the name master within the page name, but that helps me avoid conflicts with pages called just default if I had called it default.master. Just a little nuance that I've learned over the time of using master pages. So we can see the master page here looks very similar to a traditional default ASPX page with a few differences. There's an at master directive rather than an at page directive, and then there's a server-side control called content placeholder. And content placeholder essentially represents the location in the master page where any content from the individual ASPX page is placed. And what I'd like to do is create an individual page here that utilizes this default master page, and that'll become a little more clear. And then we're going to come back and flush out the layout of this master page. So let's create a new web page, and I'm going to call this web page furniture. Let's say we're creating a online store type website, and we're going to have pages that represent the different categories of things we sell. And when I go to create this page, notice there's a checkbox, select master page. We'll check that. And here's a list of our master pages in the website. Currently we only have one, default master, so we'll take that. And notice this furniture page looks pretty different than the regular default ASPX page. There's a lot more elements here in the default ASPX, whereas in our furniture, all we have is what's called a content element or control that represents a link back to the content placeholder on the master page. Notice here we have an attribute called content placeholder ID, and that's content placeholder 1. If we go back to the master page, we see that is the relationship to this content placeholder here on the master page. And then here in content 1, whatever we put inside of this is essentially any regular HTML or ASP.NET server control that you would put on a typical ASPX page. So let's just put furniture here as a piece of text that will allow us to see that we are indeed on this page. And now let's go back over, let me just save that, we'll go back over to the master page. Now the master page by default here just has this content placeholder, so it really doesn't look anything like our ASP.NET page that we saw with the header and footer. So let's go ahead and put some additional elements here in the master page. And I'm going to add another div here, which we're going to call header. And I'm going to put one down here below the content area. And we'll put the text footer in there for the moment. And let me just add a little bit of inline style here. So this, what we're going to do here is we're going to say height of like 40 pixels, and we'll say background, and we'll make this yellow, just so it'll stand out a little bit when we look at it. And I'm going to copy that style, go down here, put it in the footer div, and what we'll do down here is we'll just put blue as the color. So now we're starting to have a master page that looks a little bit like the ASP.NET in the sense that it's got a header followed by a content area and the footer on the bottom. Now let's go back to our furniture page for a moment, and we still only have the text furniture here, but let's go into the design mode on our furniture page. And now what we're going to see for the first time is the impact of using a master page. So what we're seeing here visually is the merged of the individual furniture page with the master page. We have the header area at the top, the footer area at the bottom, and then here in the middle is our content area. And notice that is an area where we have the design surface just like we would have the full page design surface in a regular default ASPX page that does not tie to a master page. However, we can only so-called edit or add content in our furniture page within the content area, or essentially that's representing what's inside the content control. So if I were to take something like a button and drag it, drop it onto the design surface of the furniture page, and we go back to the source, we'll see that that button is being added here inside of the content server tag in our furniture page. Let me just put a line break in there. Now what makes this furniture page tied to the master page is the master page file attribute up here in the page directive. And notice that points to the default master page that we created up in the root of the website. So essentially when you tie in the GUI designer, when we added the new item, added a web form, and selected the master page, all that that's doing is putting this master page directive and then including an ASP content control by default. So we can do that manually as just as easily. So I'm going to take this master page attribute that we have here. We're going to go over to default ASPX, and I'm going to paste that into default ASPX. And what we need now is to remove some of this extra HTML element, because actually we're getting an error here already. So that what I'll do is I'm just going to take all this HTML and get rid of it. And we're going to go back over to the furniture page. And I'm going to take the content control. We're going to put it in here. And then we'll just close that out. So now our default page is identical to our furniture in that it's using our default master page. We'll go into design mode here on the default, and we can use it. We'll just say, welcome to the shopping site. And that's being added here inside of our content tag on the default page. So we've seen how to create or associate an individual page with a master page using the GUI wizard. Declaratively here with a master page file attribute, you can also do it programmatically. So let's go do that. We're going to add another page to the site. We're going to web form, and this one we're going to call household for household goods. And I'm not going to select a master page. We'll add that to our site, and we want to end up with this tied to a master page. So what I'm going to do is just get rid of all the HTML inside the page, and we'll leave the page directive. And now we want to go over into the code behind. Here in the code behind page, what we can do is programmatically assign the master page. So I'll go into the page events. And there is the requirement that this be done in the pre-init event very early in the page rendering cycle, because ASP.NET goes through a lot of steps in the process of creating the final page, and it would need to know what the master page is very early in that rendering process. So here in the page object, there is a master page file property, and that corresponds to the master page file attribute that we saw in the declarative syntax of the ASPX page. So all we need to do is here, we would just put default master dot master, and that will attach that master page to the individual household page. So let's go back over to the ASPX and put some content in there, and what I'm going to do is copy what we had in the furniture page and put a content tag in here, and we're just going to change furniture to household. And now if we go to view this page, what we'll see is that this will have all of the contents of the master page, just like we saw with the other pages. Now there's a few nuances here. Notice that I did not assign a master page declaratively here, and what that does is it prevents us from going into the design mode and seeing the representation of the master page. In fact, you see we get an error creating the content control because it needs to be in the context of a master page. So we could go here and go to the master page file attribute, and in there pick the default master. And then if we go to the design mode, we would see the contents of the master page merged with our individual page. So where this is more useful, this programmatic approach, is when you have, say, a standard master page, and then you may have a situation where you want to apply a different master page when the page is being loaded. Say you could externalize that to the web.config file, or you could be bringing that in from information in a database and other situations like that. But just remember these little nuances or limitations in terms of going into design mode, that you would need to have a master page file here in the declarative syntax. Now if you need to set the master page programmatically across multiple pages on your site, or in fact you may want to do it in a number of the pages, another approach to this is to actually subclass the .NET page class and set the default page in there, the master page in there. So the way we do that is we would add a class to our website, and let's call it site page. It'll add an app code folder, and we need to inherit from the page class, so let's add an import statement, web.ui, and then we need to inherit from the page class. Then within this new class, we need to go in and create a pre-init event, because remember, as I said, if you're going to assign the master page programmatically, it has to be in the pre-init event or earlier in the page rendering cycle. And here what we might do is very similar to what we had before, and we could read this value from a database, web.config file, or other location, and that's what we would likely be doing here because we would want to set it based upon the current situation. But what I'm going to do is just hard code it in here, and then you can flush out on your own how you might want to read the master page file from a different location. So we're just going to go default master, and that will set the master page file. So now, in order to use the site page class, let's add another page to our website, and we'll call this one tools. And what I'm going to do so I get the GUI support and the like is that I'm going to select a master page, and we'll just take the default master. This adds our page. However, I'm going to go into the code behind, and instead of inheriting from system.web.ui.page, what we're going to do is we're going to inherit from the site page class that we created. And this is automatically going to assign the master page. And we do have a master page file directive here, so that when we see it in the design mode, we get our header and footer. And what we want to do, however, is let's create a second master page and use that one as the one we're going to assign programmatically in our site page class. So that'll flush out the concept a little bit more for you. And this also shows us that we can have multiple master pages within our website project. So let's add a new item, master page. And one of the uses that I found for additional master pages is to have one master page that has my navigation and another which I've called standalone. And what this does is it is maybe look very similar to the default master, but it doesn't have the navigation, for example. So let me go over into my default master and just take what we have here as far as the divs, go back over to the standalone master, paste things in, and in this one I'm going to leave it as is, but I'm going to go back to the default master. And what we're going to do in this one is now, we've added a menu. So when we go back over to the standalone, what I'm going to do is take the menu out of there. So this would be a non-navigational page. And then I'm going to go over here, and instead of default master in the site behind class, I'm going to add the standalone. So now, even though we have the master page in tools right here as the default master with the navigation, when we run this page we should actually see that it is using the standalone master. Before we do that, let me just put the word tools inside our content control so we can tell we're on this page. So now we'll view tools in the browser, and what we see is our header and footer but no menu. So it is using the standalone master page. And just to show you that's true, let's go back to furniture, which uses the default master, and view that. And here in that furniture page we get the navigational menu. Now, we've been setting the master page file using several different methods in each individual page, either with the master page file attribute or with this new site page class. And there is another way that you can do it. If you know that you're going to use the same master page file across all your pages in your site, you can set it in the web.config. In fact, if even the majority of pages are using the same master page, you could do that, and then you could override it on those individual pages where you want to use a different master page. And the way we do that, in the web.config, that's done in the pages element, and you can see that there's a master page file attribute of the pages element, and all you need to do is you fill in the information here just like you did in this attribute in the page directive on an individual page. So we just go default master.master, and that would assign the default master page as the master for all of the pages on our website. And I'm going to take that out here because we're going to continue to use the individual assignment of master pages. So let me just close this out. Now what I'd like to spend a little time on is the issue of communication between a content page, which is your individual page such as furniture.aspx, and its corresponding master page, default master. And let's go into default master and I'll show you what we might want to do in this page. Let me just format it. And what I'd like to do in this page is first I'm going to put the menu in its own div. And we're going to leave the header text as it is for the moment. And I'm going to add another div. And inside of this div, because this is a shopping site, we would like to have a list of hot products. So I'll just put the text hot products in here. And the issue is that this list of hot products, which is in our master page, we would like it to be different for each one of our content pages. So for example, when we're on furniture.aspx, we would like to display a list of the hot furniture products up in the header area of our master page. So we need to have communication between the master page and the content page. So how would we do that? Well, let me go into this div, and I'm going to make it a server-side control by putting a run at equals server. And I'm using a div here in this example. It could be any ASP.NET control that you have in your header or anywhere else in the master page. And I'm going to give this ID. We're going to call this hot products content. So now we have this div inside of our master page. We want to access it from a content page. So let's go down into furniture. And inside the code behind for the furniture content page, let's go into the load event for the page. And in the load event is where we want to dynamically change what's inside that div on the master page. So how do we do that? Well, there's a couple ways that we could do that. And the first one is this. So let's dimension a new variable, and we'll just call this hot products, and we'll dimension this as a system.web.ui.html controls. HTML generic control, and this is going to be our div control up in the master page, and we're going to set that equal to, in the page object, there's a master page property, and this represents the master page. So then on the master page we're going to use find control, and the control we want to look for is the hot products content. So now hot products variable represents the div on the master page, and we could go hot products dot inner HTML, and inside here we can put any HTML that we would like, and let's just put furniture hot product. And that represents us getting a list out of the database wherever of hot furniture products and displaying that inside of the div. So we'll view the furniture page in the browser. And indeed, we see that the furniture hot products text is being inserted into the header of the master page. So that's working the way that we want it. And just to show you that that's true, let me comment out furniture hot products or the assignment of that text. Let's view the page again. And we'll see this time it just says hot products. Let's uncomment this. Now this approach works, but it does require us to know the actual name of the div ID in the master page when we're finding the control. And while it works, it's probably not the best approach, because if we need to change the name of that div on the master page, then we have this intimate relationship with all of the content pages that might access that div. So a better way to approach this might be to expose the contents of that div as a property of the master page. And this is kind of similar to having, exposing a actual variable in one of your classes as compared to exposing the contents of that variable through a property in your class. So let's go back over to default master, and we're going to go into the code behind for default master, and let's add a property here. So we'll add a public property, and we're going to call this hot products content as a string. And what we want to get here is the hot products content div. So we'll say hot. And actually, we're going to have a problem. I just see here, say, we can't call this hot products content because that's the name of the div. So let me go over into the master page. And where is it? Right here. And we'll just call this container. And that will solve that problem. So we'll go back into the code behind, and we'll call this hot products content container dot inner HTML. So that's going to return the contents of it, and we could do a very similar thing. Oh, forgot the return. There we go. So we could go down here, and we could say the same thing, hot products content container, and we can assign the value, inbound value, to that. And we just need to put the inner HTML there as well, and now it looks good. So now we've encapsulated our div in this public property on our master page, and we want to access that down on our furniture page. Well, in order to do that, we need to do what's called strongly typing the master page. So we need to go into the ASPX, and we need to add a directive that's called master type. And the master type needs to point to the page, the master page, that is. So we're pointing to default master, because that's our master page that contains our hot products content property. So now, with the master type attribute in our furniture page, so now if we go back to the code behind for furniture, and let me just comment out this first approach that we did, and I'll leave it here in the sample source code for you in case you want to pursue that approach. And now, if we go to the master page object here in the code behind, you'll see that we have direct access to that public property, hot products content. And we could assign new hot products, products for furniture to that. And now when we view the page, we should see this text in our master page. Or should I say, in the master page area of the furniture page. Let's view furniture, ASPX, and indeed here we see the text in our header area of the master page while we're viewing the furniture ASPX page. So that's probably a better approach, in that it's kind of abstracting away in the master page to a public property. So we've looked at a number of different aspects of master pages, both how to create them and how to use them within individual pages. And I think the next step for you is to download the sample code that comes with this video, look at it, and then plan out how you would like to use master pages in your website, and then use some of the sample code as a basis for implementing your particular approach. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using master pages in ASP.NET.